The Alaska Volcano Observatory says funding constraints are making it difficult to monitor several volcanoes in the state. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The Alaska Volcano Observatory confirms that all of the monitoring instruments and stations at the four-peaked volcano on the Alaska Peninsula have failed. John Power is the scientist in charge for AVO.
The cause isn't completely known as to why the sensors there have gone down. They've all sort of dropped off at different times. The most likely thing is, you know, deferred maintenance that has not been performed. It's beginning to catch up with us.
Power confirms that AVO will continue to use satellite data, infrasound, and first-hand reports from pilots to detect signs of eruptive activity.
But our ability to look at the, you know, the very small earthquakes that we most often see prior to eruptions, we wouldn't be able to detect those. The good news is, you know, there is no indication that this volcano is building to any kind of eruptive activity.
Four-peaked volcano lies within the Katmai National Preserve, and there have been no reported historical eruptions of the volcano. The announcement that the monitoring equipment on the four-peaked volcano was not working comes on the heels of last month's announcement that the same thing had occurred at the Aniakchak volcano, also on the Alaska Peninsula. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.